Ready? Test, test. Wow, that's loud. All right, test, test. That's better. Gotcha.
Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to enter into your house this day. For truly, you are a holy, holy, holy God. Father, prepare our hearts. Be with Brother Bobby as he brings a message, and Brother Don as he brings a message tonight. We thank you and praise you for the blessings that you've given to us. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning. It's good to see those that are here this morning. We will continue on with our call to worship. So if you'll please stand, we will sing the first and last of number 16, O Worship the King, 1-6, first and last.
O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
And you may be seated.
Well, good morning, Hillcrest Baptist Church. It is good to be back in the house of God this morning, worshiping with you all as we've had weather and family travels and things. It's great to be back into a routine of life again, and it's good to see you all here this morning. Just have a few announcements for you. You can see up on our wall over there, the wreath representing over $21,000 given to Lottie Moon, and so I think we need to praise God for that this morning. Amen. And we're not done. If you still want to give, you can still place a check. Just earmark it to Lottie Moon, and we will make sure it gets put in the right account. Other things, the offering envelopes. If you go out in the foyer, you can grab your offering envelope box with your name on it. If you don't find yours, sign a little notepad and we'll make sure you get one personalized for you for the offering. Coat drive is still going on. The challengers are going to continue to collect coats for the Salvation Army through the month of January, okay, through this month. Joy's Luncheon is coming up on January 26th. And of course, one of my favorite evening services is the special music night, and so that's going to happen on January 29th. So if you have a special talent that you would like to share with the church and display the gift that God has given you, sign up for special music night on January 29th. And I think that's all the announcements that I have this morning. Be in prayer for Brother Jerry and Miss Rhonda as they are enjoying some time away, vacating and relaxing, so be in prayer for them. And we want to welcome our visitors to Hillcrest this morning. If you're a visitor, thank you for coming this morning and worshiping with us. Home folk, it's always good to see you back at Hillcrest, and we want to welcome each other with a handshake or a hug as we sing. So please stand and join us.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this heart. For I'm part of the family, the family of I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joined us with Jesus as we travel this heart. for I'm part of the family of God.
And you may be seated.
So we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. We are going to sing the first verse of Jesus Loves Me, and Mr. Wayne is going to help us out. So if the whole congregation would like to sing with us as well, that would help us a lot.
If we join in, if we sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so.
God makes his love to us known, and one of those songs is my favorite because he talks about how much he loved us, and sometimes we all can be the one that not, doesn't matter what age we are, but God protects us and loves us, and I think that song reminds us of that. God also says in this song that Jesus loves me, for this I know, the Bible tells us so. Not because of how we look, or how much money we make, or how smart or athletic we are, but God loves us all, and the people that I will tell you. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for all the children of this church, and I thank you for showing us all how much you love and care for us. We are blessed to be protected and loved by your word, and I hope that these children grow up and we continue to drive through you, God, and bring this church to great sense of faith and pride in the church for you, God. And thank you so much for it. Amen.
As we continue on with number 644, Count Your Blessings, 644. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear?
Count your many blessings, every dart will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
And if you would please stand as we continue on with number 340, He Hideth My Soul, 340.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he groans, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
And you may be seated.
Let all mortal flesh keep silent, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessings in his hand, Christ our God to earth descendeth, our full homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, for heavenly food. Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on from the realm of endless day, that the power of hell may vanish as the darkness clears away. At his feet the six-winged seraph cherubim with sleepless eyes, veil their faces to his presence. As with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, 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 Lord Most
Now, one of these days I'll be able to sing like that. Yeah, then. All right. Yeah. Now then. Get this thing to make up its mind which way it wants to turn. I just praise the Lord this morning just for the privilege of being here. I tell you, I was thinking about this morning a lot of different things over my life, and I was thinking about this man back in the horse and buggy days. He'd got married, and he was telling about that him and his wife never had an argument. And so they got married and they're going down the road in the buggy. No horse balked. And he said, now that's once. He got him to go again and the horse balked again. He said, now that's twice. And he went down the road a little bit further, and the old horse balked again. And he took out his pistol and shot him, killed him right there. His wife said, oh, honey, you ought not have done that. That's once. Well, I want to tell you, God has spoken, and it's up to us to listen and pay attention. The message this morning is about confusion. It seems that we're living in a world of confusion. Politically, spiritually, all kinds of confusion going on in our lives. But there's a few things that God put out, and he intended it for it to be just like that. And we can either do it or pay the price. Now I didn't have no trouble understanding that, did you? I speak pretty plain sometimes, but in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. It says, God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the living things that moveth upon the earth. And so let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as I read this passage of Scripture, dear God, that you designed man and you gave him a helpmate, a woman. And Father, you blessed them and told them to go forth and multiply. And now, Father, I pray today, dear God, as we look unto you, that we will remember, Father, from whence we come and to who we are responsible to as long as we live and breathe on this earth. I ask now, Father, to forgive us and guide us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to understand that you are the creator of all things. And we ask it and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we look at that passage of Scripture, it seems that we are living in a world of confusion about who we are. I know that that somebody says that we go somewhere or another, and somebody is always saying that you've got to accept certain things. Well, as you go through life, the Bible tells me one thing, that if we bid somebody's Godspeed, we are partakers of their sins. And so therefore, I cannot bid someone's Godspeed that I know that it's against God's law and his commandments. And I cannot bid them Godspeed. But I do want to understand this, that while sometimes we make judgments and we make statements and we always saying something about different things, but there's one thing you have to remember. It doesn't tell us to hate anybody, but it tells us we're to love them, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. God loves us. But brothers and sisters, if I say that God hated sinners, I would be making a wrong statement. God hates sin, but he does not hate the sinner. For God so loved us that he gave himself for us, that we through him might have eternal life. When we read, you know, we read John 3:16, and when we think of John 3:16, as Jesus used there, he that believeth in him should not perish. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because why? Because he hath not believed. I don't make any judgment on this. I just simply play it out as it says, that if you believe in Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your being, that means that you have been born again. Now, some people said, well, I don't know about this business being born again. You remember Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and asked the question, how can this happen since I'm an old man? Can I enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said that he explained it to him. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit in order to see the kingdom of God. Now I want you to notice I'm going to use two different times here, okay? The water is when a man is born in the flesh. When a woman brings forth a child, the first thing happens is the water breaks. And brother, and then the next thing happened, then he becomes a being. But Jesus said, must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Now I've explained to you the water birth, but now the spiritual birth goes like this, that we must receive Jesus Christ into our hearts and confess that we are sinners. We acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. You know, I tell people, I don't know about you, but I live a life of repentance. I don't know about you, but it don't make a difference. I mean, I'm not perfect, and neither are you. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And so we accept that fact. But we have to accept the fact, too, that, you know, we sometimes make a judgment on one sin. But sometimes we forget there's a lot of other sins that we seem to neglect our own private sin that we have, the only private thing that we do. And in other words, Jesus said, if a man looketh upon a woman to lust after her, he committed adultery in his heart. And I would say the same fact goes for women. If they, you know, if he's a hunk, you know, and one thing that he, you know, everybody. So we got to be careful when we point out that he's a sinner, she's a sinner. Brother, we all sinners. But the thing about it is that Jesus was talking to the people, and he said, suppose ye that the men that were in Salonim and that they were the worst sinners of all. And Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And he's asked again, suppose ye the men that the Tower of Siloam fell on, suppose ye that they were the greatest sinners. He said, nay, I say unto you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And we don't take that, I don't take that word repentance lightly. Yeah, you know, we in our Sunday school class, we talk about sometimes about certain things. And we're talking about, you know what? We that are born again by the Spirit of God. Are you listening to me? If you've been born by the Spirit of God, in other words, if you have asked Jesus to come in your heart, you believe with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, he that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And when he's talking about living, he's talking about, man, there's something alive in you. God, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, God gives us the Holy Spirit. And we don't understand this. In other words, God lives in me. I've been born by the Spirit of God. I've been born into the kingdom of God. And so I have to confess then. And not only do I confess that looking upon a woman that lusts after, also the Bible says that liars also, thieves also. And somebody said, well, I don't steal. I asked you, do you tithe? Do you bring the tithing into the house of God? You know, if you don't, I'm going to just, the Bible says you're robbing God. Now, I didn't write that book. I want you to understand. I didn't write this book. I'm just preaching it. And so if we don't do the things that it says, then we realize one thing, that we are all guilty, stand guilty before God, and so we must be born again. We must repent of our sins. And I tell you, and if you've been born in the Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit of God lets you know. In other words, I no more than speak some words and have some thought, and I have to start back and go back and start repenting because God said that's wrong. You know why I know it's wrong? The Holy Spirit of God tell me it's wrong. Because, you see, if your heart condemns you, God says, I condemn you also because I'm greater than your heart. And so we have to confess that God loves us. I'm going to get here in a minute. I'm going to read a few of these scriptures. In Luke, I want to look at Luke chapter 13. sometimes I get these scriptures and one thing or another, and look in chapter 13, verse 1 through 5. Yeah, I'm going to have to get this to act again, because sometimes you... all right. Now, I quoted this passage of scripture a while ago, but I'm going to read it now. It says, there were present at that season some of the that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? And I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now I want to say something here. And now, you can do whatever you want to. God allows us to do whatever we want to. But I want to tell you one thing, like the story that I tell about the buggy and the horse, I'm telling you, but you're going to have to pay a price. And the only way I can get my conscience clear, and the only way I can get my life clear, and the only way that I can be a faithful witness before God and the world around me, that I have to keep my life cleaned up. I want to ask you something. How many of you want to go eat lunch today out of the plate you ate out of breakfast with this morning or last night for supper? It hadn't been washed yet. You want to eat out of a dirty dish, do you? Well, don't be trying to spread God's word. It's precious. It's precious word. It's clean. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, divided asunder, even the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. So, brothers and sisters, we have to remember that God requires us to make it right. I don't know about you, but before I go to bed every night, I have a sometime that I sit down and read my Bible. I have prayer. Lord, clean me up from the day of anything that I've done today, if anything that I've made a mistake anywhere I've failed, God, forgive me for it. Because I want to know when I lay my head on my pillow, I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to wake up in the morning here or in glory land. And you get my age, you expect it any time. Amen, Brother Charles? Brother Charles says I was full grown now. And we enjoy that, you know. But let me tell you something. But let me tell you. If you can't lay your head down on your pillow tonight with comfort and ease and believing, whether you wake up in the morning or not, wake up either here or on the other side, if you can't do that, you need then get it right. Don't live in fear. I tell you what, when I go to people look at me and say, you're always laughing. And I said, praise God. I'm laughing because I've got something to glory about. I got something in my heart. I've got Jesus in my life. Don't be ashamed. You know, I see people all around me when I'm the other day I was down to Kroger's. I'm not advertising for them. I just down there. And I was asking this lady about her salvation and said, yeah, she was saved because I said, want to know if they're saved and on the way to heaven. I'm just dying for somebody to ask me how I'm doing. I'm saved on the way to heaven, just a passing through town on the way. Trust in Jesus. I don't even trust me. And I talked to, there was a man down there, Bobby Hatter. I don't know whether you know him or not, but he used to be the garbage man and all this, but he works there in the clerk. And I said, Bobby, I said, praise the Lord, let's have revival in Kroger's. I said, they need one. Let me tell you something. I don't care where I'm at. If I can't talk about Jesus, if I can't talk about the love of God, I got no business being there. And so we have to learn that we have to repent, keep our lives cleaned up. Because if we keep our lives cleaned up, then we don't have to worry about it. One day I had a man ask me, he said, I remember you when? I said, yeah, you may remember me when, but you don't know me now. See, Do any of you know what backslidden means? I was backslidden so far back, and I was thought I was in the front door. But when God got a hold of my life, and I realized that I hadn't read God's word, you know, and that's where it comes important. A lot of folks said, this is what I believe. This is what I think. God is not interested in what I think. He wants to know what he said. Are you living in my word? Or do you believe my word? Do you accept my word? Are you living before other folks that Jesus can see, that others can see Jesus in your life? Then if you're not, clean it up. Let Jesus be revealed in our daily lives. Wherever we at. I tell you right now, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says what? Everybody knows that passage of Scripture. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? I said amen. Now I heard you that time. You sergeants, you know what I'm talking about. I didn't hear you. I never remember getting out of boot camp as sergeant. I didn't hear you. We need to be loud and clear. But we can't be loud and clear when we got dirt in the way. So we have to clean it up. You know what? Having a spiritual bath every day. Amen? A spiritual bath every day, and sometimes more than once. But so we are. And not only that, all have sinned, but it says also the wages of sin is death. And it boils down to one thing. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Ye must be born again. But whenever you are born again, the Bible tells us too that we have the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to jump up a little bit ahead. I'm going to get on this point. God gives us the Holy Spirit to live in us. He said it will be our teacher, it'll be our guide, and he will teach you in all things. But he can't tell us anything if we're not listening. Our problem, I've got a listening problem, but I don't hear good, and it bothers me because sometimes I don't hear the things I ought to hear. But I do hear the things, many of the things I do need to hear. But the Holy Spirit, God gives it to us. And so we need to not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. As a matter of fact, let's see. No, that's the wrong card. Yeah, there it is right there. I knew I had it in here. I keep things in my pocket. All over my house, I got notes. I'd sit there and read my Bible, and I write little notes and one thing, another about this, about that, because it helped me keep on track. It helped me realize what manner of person I ought to be. But in Ephesians chapter 4, it's not even written down on that. I don't know why I pulled that out. That's not even the right one. The Bible says us that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Did you get that? If you've been born again, you've been sealed by the Spirit of God. If you're not sealed by the Spirit of God, then you're not saved by the Word of God. Because Jesus said, those that I've saved, I've sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. All he tells us this too. that we're not to quench the Spirit. You know, we do a lot of things in life, but sometimes we're not paying attention. I realize it. I spent a lot of my years in life wasted. I can't call them back. I can't do anything about them. There's nothing I can do about that. But brothers and sisters, I can clean up my life now, and whatever days I've got left, I can live for Jesus, and I can live without sin in my life because I have been forgiven. And I don't know about you, but whenever I used to get out and I'd get dirty on the job and come in and take a shower, man, I always felt good, didn't you? And felt clean. But there ain't nothing like cleaning up the Spirit of God at your life in Jesus Christ. When you take a bath in Jesus, Jesus used the term of water and so on. And so then we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'll get there in a minute. Chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion. Are you listening to me? When people tell you that God made me like this, God created us, and we are what we are created. Now, we can point to just one sin, and we try to use that. You have to remember that God loves us. We don't. He's not teaching us to hate. Okay, that's where you got to separate the business of what they're believing. We can hate sin, but we don't hate the sinner, because God loved the sinner and died for them and died for me. Today, we need to understand one thing, that we need to live a life. But if we don't tell people the truth, how will they ever know the truth if we don't take the truth and stand for the truth? So we have to unapologetically tell the word like it is. And we have to be convinced of one thing. And we have one more passage of scripture that I'm going to read, is in Revelation. Chapter 21. And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all, day or night. There shall be no night there, and there shall bring glory and honor into the nation, and there shall be no wise enter in things that defile whatsoever worse, iniquity or abomination, or maketh a lie, but which is written in the book of life. No liars, no thieves, no adulterers, no gays, no anybody that loveth and maketh a lie. And somebody said, man, you just told us all that we're sinners. Brother, the only one way to clean it up, and that's to place it in Jesus' hand. Repent and ask for forgiveness of it, and have a walk with Jesus. Because when we have a walk and talk with Jesus, you can't talk the talk if you don't walk the walk. Because either one will hinder the other. So I'm asking you today, what about your life? Is your life something that will stand in front of Jesus? You know, this morning, I can stand before Jesus, not in my own strength, not in my own power, but only by the grace of God. He saved me and gave his life for me, and I accept him and the sacrifice that he made for my sins in my life. I ask you today, as it's come, as we have the invitation hymn, let Jesus have his way in your life today. All we have to do is just plainly, simply confess it to the Lord Jesus Christ and get it right. And if you haven't got it right, get it right. God wants you to go home today rejoicing in the house of the Lord. And you can rejoice when you got it clean and you know you got it clean. As I said, when you clean up that dish, it squeaky clean. You rub your finger across it and it squeaks. Brother, we need our lives squeaky clean in the life of Jesus. What will you do today as we stand in everything and invitation of Jesus?
Please stand as we sing our invitation.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, whom us who wait before thee near to the heart of God.